We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amud Yomi Hilchos Dvarim Hanoagim Besudas and then Kuf Ayin Ches. We're in the middle of a lengthy Siv Beis. We just saw that the Ramah disagrees with the Mechaber, and the Ramah says that regarding those things which you need to make the bracha in its place, such as pas or mizonos, so those shinu makom is not an issue. If you leave and then you return to the place where you were, you do not need to make bracha achrona or a new bracha. And even those things which are like a shahakol, when you return to the new place, you would not need to make a bracha achrona on that which you ate before, but you would need to make a new bracha now that the shinu makom would exist. The Rama continues, miu im hisiach daito kishechozer vaday tzarech levarach hamashro tzalech alachar kach. When we said that regarding those things which you need to make a bracha in its place, such as pas and mizonos, that you don't need to make a new bracha when you return, that's only if you were not mesiach das. But if you left thinking that you weren't going to continue eating, then when you return and decide to start eating again, for sure you need to make a new bracha at that point. It doesn't make a difference whether you return to the place where you were eating before, or you continue eating in a different place. If you had decided that you were going to stop eating, so then it is a hesach das, and you would need to make a new bracha. And as well, if it's something which you, such as pas or mizonos, and you didn't leave people there, then even if you finish in a different place, you do not need to make a new bracha. So if you were eating mizonos and you left the room, you left the house and then you came back, you don't need to make a new bracha. And if you're eating mizonos and you continued eating somewhere else, you also don't need to make a new bracha. That is regarding pas and mizonos. But if you were eating something such as a shahakol, or fruit or something like that, then even if you left people, that will not help you. And when you return, you would need to make a new bracha. And if you're eating somewhere else, you would need to make a new bracha as well. All of this, though, says the Ramah, Mikol makom lechatchila lo yakom imkomon below bracha. Lechatchila, you shouldn't leave the place where you're eating without making a bracha achrona. Says the Mishnah Berurah, even if you're in the middle of eating a sudas pas, and you want to go out to continue eating somewhere else, in which case you would not need to make a new bracha in the place where you are going. Still, lechatchila, you should not go, because we're afraid, says Mishnah Berurah, that you might come to forget to return to where you were eating and make a birkas hamazon, make a bracha achrona there. Since this is the reasoning, Rav Scheinberg says that if you have a shomer, someone who's going to remind you to return and make a bracha, so then that would be good enough, and you would be allowed to leave in order to come back. So if you're leaving to go to mincha or something like that, and there you have people that are going to remind you, hey, we have to remember to go back to bench, so then that would work, and you would not have an issue of lechatchila not leaving. If someone has invited you to eat bread somewhere else, this chashash also does not exist, because you're going there knowing that you're going to make the benching over there, as we'll see in Sif Dalet. Still, lechatchila, the Mishnah Berurah says, you should make a bracha achrona where you are, because only b'di'evad do we say that if you left, you are allowed to eat in the new place without making a new bracha. But lechatchila, you should bench where you were. This is all, says the Mishnah Berurah, only if you did not have in mind when you made a motzi, but if you knew you were going to continue your mir somewhere else when you make a motzi, so then you would be allowed to leave, and it would not be an issue of shinu makom. And this is what the Hasidim do when they have their meal in their house. They start their meal in their house knowing that they're going to go to the Rebbe's tish later on and bench there, so that works. There is no issue of shinu makom in such a situation. The Mishnah Berurah also quotes the Tosos on the Rush, who say that you do not need to, the only time you need to be machmir is if you're leaving for a lengthy time. But if you're leaving and planning on returning immediately, so then the lechatchila of not leaving your place without making a bracha achrona also does not apply. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah writes in the Ber Halacha that even lechatchila, it is best to be noheg like the Ramah, not to leave for Dvar Rishus. Still, if you are planning on returning, then you shouldn't make a bracha achrona, because there's a chashash of a bracha she'ina tzricha. Only if you think you're going to leave for a long time would we say that you should continue, would we say that you should bench before you leave. The Ramah finishes off, mihu, letzorach mitzvah overes, kagon she'igiyaz man tefila mutter. If there's a reason that you have to leave, so there's a passing mitzvah, so then even lechatchila would not apply. So there's a couple situations then. The Ramah says, again, lechatchila you shouldn't leave without benching first. However, if you have a shomer who's going to remind you to bench when you return, or you're planning on leaving and coming back immediately, or there's a mitzvah veris, such as the zman tefila is passing, so in all those situations, even lechatchila would not apply. Again, as well, one final one, if you have in mind that you're going to finish somewhere else, so the lechatchila would also not apply. So really four situations where this, even this lechatchila, lo yakor, does not apply. But b'di'evit, if you were oker, again, the Ramah says you would not need to make a new bracha if it is something which requires a bracha b'mkomo, such as pas or mizonos.